Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. And I have special guest from Pella, Josh Fisher, commercial sales manager of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Welcome to The Home Building Hero. Josh, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, David.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for the support of the podcast. And listeners may or may not know, I'm a home builder, of course. I've put Pella Windows and Doors in my homes for over 20 years. So I'm super stoked to have you guys here on the podcast, supporters of what we're doing. And you guys make fantastic products. And we've had just great partnership and great luck with you guys over the years. And I'm excited to be able to share some of this cool information about what you guys are doing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You've obviously been an excellent partner for us as well, you know, building great homes for the community, and happy to be part of this. So let's
fantastic.
Get
and so you, before we jump into the topic that we're going to talk about, how long have you been with Pella, and what's your general scope of your job?
Sure. I've been with Pella for 3.5 years. I recently moved into the position of commercial sales manager over from product solutions manager. So I, from going from dealing with a lot of product end, I still do some of that occasionally, but my main focus now is really commercial sales. We do a lot of multifamily. We get into some churches, you know, different commercial type jobs. Non-residential is really my focus now on that. So
fantastic. And the topic that we're talking about is something that I'm always excited about, which is innovation and technology. And you may not necessarily think about that with Windows, but you guys are really on the ball with this stuff. And I know you're working on a lot of cool things. So let's just get right into it. So what kind of new things is Pella working on that the consumers might see in the next year or so?
Sure. Pella does take in account a lot of marketing feedback and homeowner preferences. So one thing that came up, I mean, you see casement windows and awnings used more and more. They love the clean lines, great sight lines. You don't have that check rail that you have on a double hung. They seal up tighter, so they perform a little bit better. One of the things that, you know, again, with every building material, there's pros and cons. One of the cons that we did get feedback on is the crank handle. So a lot of people find the crank to be awkward to operate sometimes, and it also can get in the way and things can hook on it. So we've actually, with the engineers
had, of course, before we go into this, you guys have something that was different from every other window to begin with. You had that concealed crank, right?
We did. Yeah. We still offer that concealed crank, and we're taking it up a notch from that even.
Okay.
So, we kind of led the industry with that fold away crank. And now we're moving to what's called an easy slide operator. So we're going to be launching that on our Impervia, which is our fiberglass casement and awnings.
Sure. Okay.
Early this year, this first quarter. So basically, we already have some displays out. We should be getting those out to the showroom very shortly here. So if you want to stop in at the Brookfield, Madison, or Green Bay and Appleton locations, we should be able to get you to see one of those. But really what we did is the engineers took a easy, it's a slide operator that works either on the jamb of a casement window or on the sill of an awning window. And you literally just slide with basically an operating force of 5 pounds.
Okay.
So it's very low. It meets ADA compliance. So that just tells you how easy it is to operate.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. So it's literally like a little slide bar, and you slide it and then the window just.
Yeah. You know, yeah, if anybody wants to check it out, you can just Google Pella Easy Slide Operator. There's YouTube videos out there, so it's a pretty slick operation.
Well, that sounds really awesome, and I know people don't always like dealing with the cranks, or you know, if you have the old windows and you got the traditional cranks, you can lose the handle. Or with the concealed cranks, sometimes you know if you don't put it away properly, you know it's hard to kind of fit it in there and those kind of things. So that's really exciting, and then. Of course, too, just kind of with the Impervia windows, I know we've been using some more of those, especially as people want the black color.
Yes.
That seems to be the best option. And those things are just indestructible. I mean, I've told people, I think those will outlast the house.
I mean, we call it the window of the future. People want that low maintenance, but it's really that you get the strength with it that you don't necessarily get from vinyl, but you get the low maintenance that you don't necessarily get with the wood products. So you see a lot of drywall returns, a lot less of wood. But, you know, speaking of wood in innovations, that is still a product that we do lead with is our Lifestyle Series product, which when you talk about innovation, nobody really has seemed to match what we've been able to do with the blinds between the glass as well. So that's a great product line for us too.
That's a fantastic innovation. I mean, I have them in my home and I love them. You know, in my master bedroom, I have the room darkening blinds and I don't like my room to be really bright when I'm sleeping. So
yeah,
it's nice to have them inside the glass. So a couple benefits are, you know, one is they don't get dirty, you know, staying inside the glass. So you don't really have to clean them. I have cats. So unfortunately with other blinds that I've had and stuff, you know, the cats see something out the window and they get into the blinds and they knock them down. Yep. So keeping them in the glass is really, you know, a nice thing for that. And then plus you get that third pane of glass, right? So
exactly.
How does that help improve the window as well by having that extra, you know, third sash or third pane of glass rather?
Well, you'll definitely see it this time of year. This is when it really pays its dividends. Basically, comfort number one. And then the next thing is, you know, condensation resistance. You're talking about having your blinds pull over. A lot of people, for privacy reasons, they like to keep the blinds down this time of year.
Sure.
And, that makes sense. And when you're doing that, if you're over your pane of glass, your interior pane of glass, you're now blocking any interior warm air from hitting that glass. So now all of a sudden your chance of dew point and condensation showing up on that window pane is much, much more likely than you would like have on a triple pane where the blinds between the glass and now you still allow that room side air to hit that interior pane of glass. So that's really a big benefit right there. It's just a condensation resistance that window.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. And yeah, I noticed that. I have one room where we don't have those and we have the regular blinds, and when they're down, when you pull them up in the morning, it's the windows are frosted up behind it because you're not getting that warm air.
Yep.
You know, hitting the glass really. So, you know, you got to pull those blinds up all the time. And if you have them in the glass, then you don't really have to worry about that. So
exactly. Yeah.
So that's one nice thing about those. But I think the other nice thing that maybe people don't realize is that you can get those windows and get them set up for the blinds, but you don't necessarily have to put the blinds in day one, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's a big thing that sets us apart too. So not only does that allow you, you know, chances to pick out those colors, because a lot of times windows are going in early on in the project, but some of those interior finishes aren't getting selected till later on. So allowing you that flexibility to do that, you know, once you make those final decisions and giving you that ideal choice at the end versus trying to just guess early on what you might think is the right color. So yeah, that's a great point, David. You can always add those and you can always access them if you ever want to switch them out down the road.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's what's really nice about it. And if it's just not in the budget day one, I know it's a bit of an upgrade to go with something like that, but not only are you getting the energy efficiency, you know, benefits out of it and reducing the condensation, but you have that opportunity then to add those blinds at a later date. So if it's not in the budget now, you can do them later. You can do it when you have your selections figured out. So it kind of gives you the flexibility. It's not like you have to put it in all day one and you know, maybe even mortgage it if it's not in the mortgage budget right away. So
yeah,
I think that's what's really cool about it. And, you know, Pella, it was always an innovative company to begin with. You guys were originally a hardware company, right?
Yeah, well, we originally were more of a window treatment company in the hardware, correct? So that was one thing that we kind of started our feet wet with. And then all of a sudden, Windows in 1925 is basically once Pella started creating their own, you know, window with very basic, the casement itself. And now here we are, you know, almost 100 years later, still innovating and finding new ways to set us apart in the marketplace.
That's fantastic. And obviously you guys make great windows, but you also, you know, we talk about technology as far as the windows and how you make them, but you also are working on a new technology for security and different things like that. And so I know not a lot of people know about this yet, but you've got kind of a new product out there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, so you're referencing the Instinctive product, which is, it's been great for us. We're actually relaunching a new app for it. So what, you know, speaking of that app, one thing you can do is you can motorize your blinds and shades, kind of what we were just talking about, those blinds and shades. You could actually get those motorized and operate them with Instinctive in the app.
So is that, what you're saying is that you can literally use your phone to open and close your blinds?
Yep.
Oh, that's so awesome.
You could be chilling on the couch and just hanging out and just decide you want your blinds up or down. And right from your phone, you can, it's a free app. There's no monthly charge to it. And you can work your blinds and shades.
Oh, that is so, so cool. So you could be laying in bed watching TV or something. You decide to take a nap, you pull out your smartphone, hit the button, blinds go down, take a nap. That's awesome.
So the other thing you can do is monitor your home security if you choose. So with our wood clad products, that'd be your Lifestyle, your Architect Series and Reserve Series from Pella, you can choose an Instinctive app or an Instinctive sensor, which is installed in the factory. And then again, you can monitor that with your Instinctive app. So you'll be able to tell if your window's locked or unlocked or if it's open or closed. So it's pretty basic as far as what you can monitor. But again, it's only that initial cost. There's no monthly charge. So it's not a self-monitoring type of system. Although you could sync it into that. So if you work with the right home security system that's compatible with our system, that is something you could do. So it's really set up as a plug and play for the home user to do it as a self-monitoring system. But if you wanted to go ahead and take advantage of those sensors being concealed, so you don't have a third party coming in and drilling into your new windows and using their sensors, you can use ours and get that worked in with your service. So
wow, that's nice. And I think I remember you saying as well when we talked earlier that the other advantage of you guys with this program, obviously the app is really cool that you can, you know, run it on your smartphone. I think that alone is a big plus. But I think the other exciting thing is that you guys actually build the sensor right in with the window, right? So you don't have a third party coming in later and cutting in a window that's working really well, that's not leaking, right?
Exactly. So we can do it right in the factory, and you can actually, similar to the blinds, if you're not ready to make that initial investment, you're kind of on the fence, for like $5 to $10 per window, you can get it prepped. So once it's prepped, you always have that option to go back and add the sensor. And wow, when it's prepped, you couldn't tell a prepped window from a non-prepped window, because again, it's hidden inside behind the frame. So it's something that's concealed. It's not an eyesore. It's going to keep that aesthetic value of your window and still give you that security. So
that's nice that you know, for a low cost, you can do this and sort of future proof your house, right? I mean,
right,
it's maybe you don't want it day one, you can get it set up for it. And that's really cool that you guys can do that. So you'd mentioned this app. Is there a cost or anything associated with the app, or a monthly fee for something like this?
No, it's a free app, and we're working in the next few weeks. It should be updated. Actually, we're going to a new platform. So it's just something we're continuing to invest in. And, you know, we just see the need for it. The market tells us that people are definitely concerned about home security, and it's something they just like, that peace of mind to be able to, you know, quickly access their phone and know that everything's locked up and everything's good to go. So,
you know, we kind of talked about a little bit about, you know, some of the things you can do with it, but what about monitoring? Are you able to also, you know, use this on a door or something like that as well?
Yeah, you can. And the other thing you can, as far as monitoring, you can set alerts. So if you want it to alert you and get a notification when a door does open or close, I mean, that's the biggest thing. So a lot of people are really worried about the patio, sliding patio doors. We have the foot lock. We have some different innovations there, but maybe you just want to monitor that door. Maybe you don't want it on all your windows. So you can kind of, you don't necessarily have to do it to your whole house by any means. You can kind of pick and choose. Maybe, like you said, the doors are a bigger thing to you to monitor versus the windows you're not as worried about. Some people don't even open their windows, to be honest.
Sure. Yeah. It makes sense too, though. Like, think about it nowadays in terms of what we're dealing with COVID, where maybe, you know, you're at work and your kids are at, you know, doing school from home or something like that. And all of a sudden, you know, you could get a notification, hey, that the patio door opened up, and you make sure that your kids are, you know, maybe they go out to play or something. That's fine. But you can kind of keep track of when they go in and when they go out. Wouldn't that be kind of a cool thing to know?
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's kind of new. So I'm when you're mentioning these things, I'm kind of like, oh, that is a good idea. Cause I haven't
you put me on the marketing team here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, there's so many possibilities with this, and that's what's so cool about the new technology is when you are able to integrate, you know, something like that, like a sensor in something like a window or a door, and then you have an app behind it, the possibilities become pretty huge what you can do with it, right? I mean, you can know it, you know, or maybe, you know, you're at work and your kids do go to school, they come home, you'll know when they open the front door, or something like that. That would be valuable information as well. It's just like, okay, you're supposed to get home at 3:30 and it's 4 o'clock and you just walked in the door. What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people have like a summer home or something up north where maybe they're not getting to all the time. I mean, you don't have to be within a certain range for this app to be able to communicate as long as it's hooked up to the Wi-Fi. So, definitely some possibilities there too.
So with the app, we talked about, you can have notifications when things open. You can potentially control your blinds for it. Is it anything else that the app has in it that's kind of
unique? It'll tell you if it's locked or unlocked too. Okay. So you can have that peace of mind, is my window locked or not locked? Is the door unlocked? So when you're going to bed, if you have your phone by you, you can just quick, oh, I left the door unlocked. I better, you know, just very, very basic stuff, but again, very important stuff because it's really the main things you want to know. We won't be able to tell glass breakage or anything like that with this app. But again, there's these other security companies out there that have that ability, where necessarily you don't have to, again, you wouldn't have to drill into the windows. You could still keep that aesthetic value by using our sensors along with another company. So,
well, that's super exciting. I mean, between, you know, the new slide bar thing that you've got and then the instinctive thing, is there anything else that you guys are kind of working on or thinking about launching? I know you've got so many different products, so it's
endless. Yeah, exactly. We're continually looking at different features and options on all of our products. The wood clad continues to be, again, a product we lead with. So we're always, that's kind of where we start with our innovations and kind of work our way down. Our Pella Reserve line really has been a great product for us. I don't know, it's been around for a couple of years, but we do have a double hung window that has a screen built into it. So everybody always thinks of a double hung window, your screen's always on the exterior, and a lot of times it takes away that curb appeal because you have a screen now covering up that beautiful window. With the integrated roll screen into our double hung window, it basically is built right into the sill. So when you open the window, it's there. And now you have a screen. When it's closed, it's completely out of view. So it's a really cool innovation there as well. And something
the roll screen's another great thing because, you know, unfortunately sometimes the window screens, although they're helpful in keeping the bugs out, you know, if you have a really nice view, it kind of takes some of the brightness off the window, right? When you have those screens in.
Yes.
I noticed I was cleaning my windows the other day and I put my screens on. I'm like, wow, it's so much brighter in here right now. So that's a neat thing that, you know, to have the screen where you can literally kind of pull it up when you need it, or pull it down rather when you need it. And I think that's another cool, you know, technology that you guys, you know, integrate into your products, and why I think you guys are the leader, in my opinion, of the window companies out there. It seems like you guys are always sort of the early ones to the market with the stuff, and everyone else is kind of chasing around following you guys.
Yeah, that's true. And we, even though we're early too, we take a lot of time. So I know they've been working on this Easy Slide operator for a couple of years. It just, you know, it's, they want to test it beyond measures just to make sure once it is out to market, you know, we don't have any sort of, you know, everyone's used to the Pella name as being a quality product. So putting a new product out is a little bit scary sometimes, but to go above and beyond the testing measurements required is basically where we start to give us the peace of mind that this product is ready to go and ready to, you know, change the way people think about windows and doors. So.
Fantastic. And you've queued up, we are going to do a separate podcast on just that, the technology, or not the technology, but the testing rather, of the product. So we will definitely dive deeper into that because it's pretty fascinating what you guys all do there. And we'll definitely keep your eye out for that episode as well. So, you know, we talked about a lot of different technology elements that you guys have come up with in the past couple of years and that are available right now on your windows. And of course, windows are probably one of the most important things people put into their homes. So if someone wants to get more information about the Instinctive or about these slide bars, where's the best place for them to start online? And then I know you guys have some pretty cool places they can visit as well.
Yeah, so the number one spot is just Pella.com. And we've actually, you know, changed that landing page a little bit. So you can, if you're a pro or a homeowner, you can basically kind of pick and choose where what you want to see. And then also PellaWI.com is our personal Pella of Wisconsin website, which just is more if you're looking to get like an appointment set up or you want to get some in-home consultation, that's really the best place to go for that. And then also YouTube, if you Google Pella or YouTube Pella, there's all kinds of different videos that you might be able to see some of our latest and greatest of innovations out there.
Fantastic. Well, what I will do is I'll put all those links in the show notes as well. So for those of you listening, you want to go in and check this stuff out, you guys can go ahead and hit those links and see all that information. And I would encourage you to look up a local Pella showroom if you're looking at new windows for your new home or replacement windows. You guys can help them out at that center. And you guys have so many different products and so many different things. It's worthwhile and it's truly hands-on there, isn't it?
Oh man. So that's a good point. We refer to them as experience centers now, because the whole point of, you know, being able to see these windows is what are they going to look like in my house? Right. So we've worked with Pella and we've invested a ton of money and resources into these showrooms where people can actually, you know, go there, operate the windows. They're trimmed out. They're in these rollaway displays where you can put them side by side and really make your pros and cons list to what you're looking to get out of your windows and doors. So it's a really neat concept. I know we get tons of great comments as far as people that do make the trip over to the showroom. They're like, oh my gosh, if I went to came here, I would have never known all my options and what we can all do with this. So again, just the colors, the different finishes, wood, vinyl, fiberglass, you know, all these different window types and materials. So it's just, if you don't see it and get your hands on it, it's hard for you to really understand what you're purchasing. So I think we more than welcome builders, homeowners, architects, everybody in there to basically come and just have a look at what we have to offer.
Well, fantastic. That sounds awesome. So definitely, if you're interested, you want to learn more about windows, definitely try and get an appointment in one of those experience centers. So once again, I want to say thank you to Josh Fisher from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin for dropping in here on the Home Building Hero and giving us tons and tons of information about technology in the Pella windows. And those of you listening, if you haven't already, make sure that you guys hit the subscribe button so that you don't miss any future content. Once again, I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, and we'll talk to you guys very soon. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.